Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and a very happy Friday to you. Friday the 13th. Do you get troubled by that? Did you know that in 2021 there are 13 Friday the 13th? I mean, that's got to stand for something, hasn't it? Anyway, welcome back to YapFest, our live podcast event. I'll drop you straight back in on the action now. Okay, bye.
Back to, do you remember it?
Yeah, of course I do. I always remember.
I think this is from the one that we did about sex.
Oh, God. I definitely don't remember. For legal purposes, I don't remember. Here we are at YapFest. There's a room with, like, 13 people in it.
Yeah.
Which is unlucky for all of us.
Yes.
In time. Because everyone here that who's come without their partners, their partner's been like, is this a sex thing?
Well, for this one, it is, yeah.
Okay. Turns out it was a sex. I lied. Sorry, guys.
So, I mean, you'll recognise this, I think you'll be pleased to hear this. So, in the sex one,
oh God,
I played you a bit of a song by a guy who sang about an aubergine.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the ladybug and the aubergine.
Yeah. His name is Arthur Kaletsky. I'm going to let it be known. That is his name. I have a feeling, I don't really know, but I think, because he's got a SoundCloud page, and I think he is...
Still at it.
A maths professor at Cambridge.
What?
If any of you remember this, this is a song that he sang about aubergines and did a little bit of a scatting over the top of as well.
Well,
and
can't be helped.
And you can't imagine how thrilled I was to find that he's performed this song live in public with a band.
What?
Yes. He's got a lot of jazz friends. And that's not a euphemism.
A lot of scat friends.
Did you want to hear? This is live for now. This is live. Exactly.
Okay,
so this is the aubergine song by Arthur Kaletsky.
Okay.
And you'll see the audience reaction is pretty good. Here we go.
A big an audience. Oh, yeah.
One day I saw a ladybird on my aubergine. She was relaxing just like a fairy queen. Who would have believed it? Who could have conceived it? On my aubergine. Hosting a fairy queen, sat underneath a iridescent green. The ladybird adores my aubergine. She eats all the aphids, so she gets the credits, protecting my aubergine.
Come on, man!
It makes sense that he's like a math professor or something. He's used to a crowd.
It does.
And he's used to a captive crowd.
Yeah.
Like, people who have to be there, you know? Like,
yeah. But he's got a lot of jazz friends.
You wouldn't catch me going to, like, you know, upstairs at the backyard in Camden, you know, you give your type five, you know? You wouldn't go out there with that.
No. Well, he did. That's only part of the small part of the concert. There's more.
If I had the option of, like, learning about algebraic formulae,
yeah,
or listening to
or
that song,
singing.
I'd be going berserk for that. If it was like, today, ladies and gentlemen, we were going to do quadratic equations again.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of sigh. Or I can sing a song about a ladybird and an aubergine.
Yeah. I think he's got a lot of followers. Incidentally, I don't have a picture of him.
But his aubergine?
There's a picture of... There is an aubergine there. That is a...
That's a fruit basket,
is it, though. Oh.
I wish I could see what you were seeing. I can't see it.
It's a fruit basket of emoji themed.
Oh, God.
Adult toys.
Oh,
I just, it was interesting. I thought it was interesting.
Sure. Purely academic interest.
Yeah, so there you go.
When did you last have a ladybird on your aubergine?
No.
That's not a question for this podcast. Oh, no, no. I think you're very much mistaken in asking me that question. You're pressing on now.
Yes. So there was another time. So, great.
Again,
yeah.
In the edit, hugely. Go on.
Okay.
Okay.
So, another point.
I can see your aubergine.
There's my aubergine.
Okay, yeah. Keep it out.
We had another last year where we did one about sleep.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember that? Anybody here?
We did the thing where the app. That records you. Okay.
Did anybody do that? Did you?
Jane, you did it.
Did you?
I sent in my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, you sent in your friends.
Yeah, he was talking. Yeah. He was speaking in tongues.
Yeah, he was talking crazy stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
That's good. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
That's insane.
Yeah,
it's
mad,
isn't it? But delirious with fever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, there is that. But also in that episode, we heard a little bit from a lovely record called Sleep Well, My Son.
Oh, God, the mega depressing.
By this man here.
Awful 70s thing.
Frank Topping.
Oh, my God. Himself.
Who is now...
It's... By the way, because we're on the subject of sleep and name puns...
Yeah.
I dreamt a joke. Do you ever dream a joke?
No.
Have you never dreamt a joke?
No, I've dreamt a song. I've dreamt a song.
Really? Have you ever written it down?
No, because you wake up and you go...
It's gone. I remembered this one. This is like 2 nights ago.
Okay.
The first of a series of anxiety dreams about this event. But I dreamt a joke, right? Which is a joke name.
Okay.
I what's funny is I know what your reaction's going to be in the room. It's going to be, okay. And then you're going to go, oh, is that... That's it. Okay, that's... Okay. That's a perfectly acceptable...
So now we're all going to laugh.
So,
really
so you have to say, ask me my name and then my first name. I think that's the best way to construct this, okay?
Could you not do like a knock-knock?
Yes,
yeah.
I could.
Okay.
Maybe I could do that.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Oh, who's there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yours will be better. No. I guarantee yours will be better. Okay, knock, knock.
What? Who's there?
Knock what? Anyone. Knock, what? Knock.
Who's there?
Malcolm.
Malcolm who?
Malcolm Powder. I told you you'd be like, okay.
Kind, sure.
Dad joke. That's correct.
It's not really even a dad joke.
Malcolm Powder. I thought it was a funny name. Malcolm.
It is a funny name. It's good.
Okay. Thanks for coming, everyone.
So, Sleep Well, My Son by Frank Topping.
Oh, God, yeah.
Himself. Who is the Methodist minister who he did Pause for Thought quite a lot.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
I bet he did.
Yeah. But when
Pause for Thought is... Not thought for the day.
Thought for pausing. No.
Pause for thought is...
Think.
Is that the Radio 2 one?
Think now. I don't know what it
stop,
is.
Stop, look, listen.
Stop, look, listen.
Yeah, think.
I'll click.
Pause for...
Every trip.
Think. Thought for the day is Radio 4 Today programme.
Thought for day.
Pause thought for thought.
For the day.
Think bike.
Every trip.
Oi! Oh, so right. Yeah, good, yeah. What?
It's a junkie cover.
I don't know.
What's Pause for thought?
I don't know.
You said it like I should go, oh, yeah. And well, I did because I
assumed... Yeah, because you thought it was thought for the day. Or thought of... Thought,
Jake,
thought.
You know this.
You know that.
So listen, I played you a little bit of Sleep Well, My
you
Son.
You remember. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Very, very depressing song.
Very depressing
my son,
song.
Everything's going to turn to ash.
He came in and I was angry with him.
Oh, God, yeah. I beat the living daylights out of him.
Go away.
Yeah. I locked him in a basement for 6 years and then I thought, no.
Yeah. But I never played you What Happened Next. And this that makes it sound like I'm lining up to be a funny joke. It's not. It's just the second half of the song.
Oh, God.
But okay. It's
get
good
ready
to know.
To chuckle, everyone.
It's good to know, isn't it? You know, you want to know how the, how it all ends. So
social service, 0345.
Let's have a listen.
Oh, God.
When you'd gone, son.
Oh, Jesus.
I switched off the news and sat thinking, what's happening to me? What am I doing to you?
Just
what do I expect of you? I'm responding to your love for me with fault finding. I turn your laughter to tears. Slowly and surely, I'm driving you away from me. Stamping out the love I need so much. Why do I expect you to behave like a man when you're still a little boy? Laden with guilt and shame, son. I've come in the quiet of the night, alone, just to be near you, hoping you'll be able to feel the love I have for you.
Oh, Jesus.
Because from this moment on, I'll try to choke on the angry words that churn within me. I don't want to spoil the few short years of childhood left to you.
Oh, God.
I'll play with you, run when you run, smile when you smile. Be the daddy I should be. And I'll try. I'll try to remember
he made
that you're still
like
a child, a little boy.
Yeah, I'm going to be the daddy.
Good night, my son.
That was a lot. I'll put on that nice record.
Exactly.
Yeah. Haven't heard it for ages.
Do you know, people did comment on that under YouTube. So it's like on YouTube and people put up going, I used to love this. So many lovely memories of this. Yeah. What a beautiful song.
Yeah. I'd hear it filtering through the basement ceiling. Wow.
Yeah. It's good, huh?
Thank you very much. You really, really brought the room back there, Davey. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
are you okay? You're okay. No, it's not okay.
No, okay, it's fine.
This,
well, I've got something more uplifting now. So
anything you can do, like the Titanic.
We did one about machines.
Oh God!
No.
Okay.
Musical machines, computers, and synths and things. Didn't
we? Yeah.
Somebody, tell me what we did.
It was good, wasn't it? Do you remember the one?
Yeah, it was good. So I've got a nice song that I wanted to include, but I couldn't, which is sung by a robot.
So be good.
Yeah, this is good. This is quite amazing, because this is 1962. This is from an album called A Double Barrel Blast. In fact, I think I've... Yeah, there it is.
Yep. Yeah. Seen that video.
And it was one of those... I mean, it's a weird thing. So one side was a... unrehearsed phone conversation with an undertaker on the subject of how much it costs to get deceased Uncle Willie buried.
What?
It's quite specific. It's quite niche.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was a comedy routine.
You
that
wouldn't believe it. It's unrehearsed, guys.
That would have been hilarious. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have that.
I'm sorry. I'm not that sorry.
But I think that is like one of the earliest kind of phone, you know, what do you call it? Pranking.
Phone pranks.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think, but I haven't heard it, so I don't know. But
I love it. Here's what it is. Like, hello, undertakers. Oh, hello there. I was wondering how much it would cost to have my deceased Uncle Willie buried. It'll be £220. Thank you. Bye. Click.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
And the joke is, I have no uncle.
So the other side...
unrehearsed!
The other side is a demonstration of synthesized speech and computers singing. I know.
Theme runs through this record.
Well... You'll hear. So basically, this is a groovy little number.
Okay.
And it's called Not Programmed for Love.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I mean, you know, the computer voice.
Oh, yeah.
1962.
Yeah.
It's gonna be... synthesizing computer can also be made to sing. Huh. Ektar has been programmed to improvise lyrics for a song, as that song might apply to a computer. The result will be the first synthetic, purely logical love song.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am a computer. Are you a computer too? I sing and compose songs and talk in many voices. And this is what I know. I know the square root of 1 and why sometimes just for fun multiplication is done. But I don't know about love. I can program for late with mathematical weight. Okay. But my ego impulse waits, cause I'm not programmed for love. Not programmed for love. Programmed for love.
Go to 10.
I'm not programmed for love.
Wow.
Yeah. It's impressive though, right?
Yeah. Uncanny, really.
Yeah.
You do well to get a synthesized voice as good as that nowadays.
I mean, do you remember playing with the synthesized voice setting on?
Oh no. What did we do?
No, we didn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
No, we didn't do anything.
I remember. Go on. I remember for.
Oh yeah. Oh no, you did.
Doing
yeah.
some work. Recreating Stephen horrific. Hawking's voice and yes. making him say some very bad things.
Yeah.
But, wait, that's... Stephen Hawking's dead, right?
Yes.
We paid him in porn. Gone Live with Dead, right?
No, right, yeah.
Gone Live with Dead.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't just that one muscle under his eye. There was one other muscle that worked perfectly well, apparently. My boss offered to send him a lot of pornography. In exchange for using footage of him in a TV show.
Wow.
Just working out the edit there, streaming. And he said, sure, send it on.
Okay.
Would you mind opening that parcel in the dark?
No.
And then leaving? So.
No.
No. I'm just saying, what do you do? You know, it arrives, you can't open it. You've got to get someone else to open it for you.
Yeah.
So I guess you say, switch off the light, then unwrap the parcel, then leave, and then switch the light back on.
I feel like you've thought about this too much.
That all happened in like 7/10 of a second. And it's terrifying. You take the fox and the grain over. Then you take the porn... No. What did we do?
We did the thing of the other way around. We sent each other when the first text, no, speech to what?
Text to speech.
Text. No. That's the other way. Oh. No, we did the
speech to text.
Yeah, where we would send each other messages using the very early dictation, the computer dictation.
Yes, we did.
Which is actually quite good now, obviously, because you do it when you phone up.
It's not that good.
Well,
it's not that good.
It's pretty good.
It's not. Trust me, I'll send you some messages. Yeah. I'll show you.
Well, I think I still have some of your messages that you sent me.
Good news, David. Well, that's it for today. That's it for this week. Gosh, doesn't time fly when you're batch making a podcast? huge thanks to my cousin Davey. Don't forget, you can follow him. He's at Dave Yap on Twitter, or you can search for Kettle of Fish Bristol on YouTube and Dave Yap. You'll see his videos. They're really very good. They're very good. I'm hopefully in France. But we'll have more from Yapfest on Monday. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.